Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Hi there, everybody. Welcome into the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on Friday, May 29th. Friday. What does that mean, Maz? What does Friday mean?
Agenda-free.
It's an agenda-free Friday. Agenda-free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose from new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Felger coming to you on remote. As is Maz, Big Jim Murray, back in our Town Fair Tire studios. Murray, how you doing, pal?
Good. Trying to wipe down.
Okay, babe. Take your time. Take your time. What we do here is we give opening thoughts while you guys are populating the phone banks. And agenda-free, the whole point is anything from the week we've gotten to or have yet to get to, it is totally up to you. It is thus agenda-free. We set it with your wonderful phone calls. So if the hounds have been disinfected, you may release some Jimmy at 617-779-0985. In the meantime, we give you opening takes while the phones are populating. Maz, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first while Murray's getting settled there, and I'll begin with a story out of L.A. I believe the reporter who initially filed the report is a baseball writer out there of Cuban descent. His name is Francis Romero, has told us that David Price, will donate $1,000 to each minor leaguer in the Los Angeles Dodgers system for the month of June. Now, for people who missed it, minor league baseball players. Minor league baseball players, in the case of many teams, are no longer going to be paid this summer. There's not going to be a minor league season. The Oakland A's announced in recent days that they will no longer pay minor leaguers who are making only $400 a week. Okay, I mean, it's really a paltry sum when it comes to salaries compared to major leaguer or what the expense is for big league clubs, but they're not going to pay minor league players. With that news, David Price stepped up and said that he was going to give each minor leaguer in the Dodgers system $1,000 for the month of June, which, again, is not their full salary, but he's under no obligation to do so. They certainly don't work for him. And here's something else. Minor league players are not part of the union. They never have been. These are not union brethren. This is David Price, and I'm bringing this up because we typically kick the crap out of this guy. And for what, he couldn't hack it here in Boston. He wanted nothing to do with it. He hates it here. But teammates love him. Maybe this is why. Maybe he buys his friends. I have no idea. But I'm telling you that for minor league players who are making nothing, and many of whom are not bonus babies, David Price committed during the month of June to basically pay somewhere in the vicinity of $250,000 in total dollars to the minor leaguers in the Dodger system. So most teams have 8 minor league affiliates. You can do the math. 25 players per roster is 200. You add in disabled lists and maybe academies in places like the Dominican Republic. You're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 players. And so I don't know if this was a PR stunt because baseball players have taken such a beating lately that someone felt the need to step up or what. But here's what I would say to major league players. Does that feel good? Does it feel good to do something like that for some kids in the minor leagues, many of whom were drafted in late rounds and will never sniff the major leagues or anything close to it? Isn't it actually nice to do something for someone else if that's what the intent was? So I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that David Price made a noble gesture. It would be nice if some of the other players in the big leagues followed suit.
Murray, are you ready?
It does feel good, by the way, Maz. fills the deep hole in my heart. Yeah, I want to quote John McClane from Die Hard. Welcome to the party, pal. And that's for the governor of the state, Charlie Baker, who's actually speaking right now. His update on the coronavirus response in Massachusetts. But it's been reported for most of the day that part of this press conference today is that Baker's expected to give teams, the pro teams around here, the okay to resume practice, which is great news. Like, you know, we went over the whole baseball thing at this point yesterday. You know, I was with, you know, the 60% that voted no. I don't care if it comes back. But for the Celtics and the Bruins, we've heard how the NBA and the NHL made their announcements, or at least the NHL has formally announced their plans to resume their season. They did that earlier this week. And it's just a little bit of good news in what is an increasingly dark time, hour by hour, day after day. And I know in the grand scheme of things, especially right now, like getting sports back probably isn't the biggest thing, but it is for me, and I know other sports fans, and yes, us selfishly here that work in sports media. So it's good to hear this, because it felt like for a while, like nothing is going to end up opening up here, especially when you hear that the marathon is canceled yesterday after it was postponed in April. So I think it's just great news that this is finally going to be addressed. These teams are going to start to practice. And, you know, we all should have probably saw this coming, because Zdeno Chara doesn't drive back from Florida with his family for nothing, you know? So I think it's good news.
Okay, and that turns into a positive take, Murray, where, you know, when I first woke up today, I was gonna rip us and Baker and us being Massachusetts. Like, for crying out loud, what is taking so freaking long? Every state in the country, you know, those that have been hit as hard, if not harder than us, are opening up. And we'll play a sound here coming up in a little bit. I mean, it was last week Andrew Cuomo was saying, do it, let's go, let's open them up. Yeah. And as early as yesterday, Baker is saying, we'll see what we can do. I mean, it's gotten ridiculous, Murray.
Yeah, when it was New York, when you had Cuomo, I mean, the hardest hit city in the nation, and Governor Cuomo in New York is saying,
do it.
Come on down. Like, what are we doing here? Come on.
That was Cuomo earlier this week. It was Ainge on May 21st who told Steve Bulpet about just getting into the freaking Red Auerbach Center to take some jumpers. It's just not that complicated, he said. What we're trying to do is have one-on-zero workouts. Like, it's probably the cleanest environment that anybody's working at in the country. With the sanitation that has to go on and the coaches wearing masks and gloves, he said, I mean, heck, it doesn't seem that complicated. That was May 21st, and they're still not in the freaking building. That was going to be my opening take, but okay, so they're going to open them up, and Baker's, I guess, essentially saying that now, hopefully. So we'll update you on that. I just have a quick thought on update of sports or the return of sports, rather, and that is, you know, it's mostly because I'm just so dumb that it feels like some of these things that I get bent out of shape about or I get frustrated about, there's an easy solution to, and I can't see them, and I can't see the solution because I'm an idiot. But there are solutions to them, and when the leagues come up with them and have the idea, I'm like, oh, well, that was pretty simple. And here's the latest, and that is the NBA bubble and bringing your families into the NBA bubble. I got frustrated, and I've been frustrated with the thought of these NBA players needing to bring their family in. Like, you just can't go on a work trip for a couple of weeks, couple months, and now every team and every player on every team is going to bring in their wife and kids or what? You know, what does this mean? You know, do we really have to do this? And then I read and I heard that what they're looking at right now is actually no family until you get to the second round of the playoffs, which means, like, is so elementary, it's not even because the if they bring back, you know, teams just to play out the regular season, they'll be done in a couple weeks. You don't need to bring in your family for that. You can stand a couple weeks. If you're going to be one and done, which, you know, we know who those teams are already, if you're going to get bounced in the first round in four or five games, you don't need to bring your family in for that. You'll only be gone a couple, 3 weeks at most, right? So they're talking about bringing families in after you survive the first round or maybe the second round. And that's such a nice idea. It works. It's so simple and so logical that, of course, Maz, I never thought of it.
Of course not. No, I mean, nor did I. Again, not everything has to be 100%, right? You can do it sort of in pieces or in fragments. Like, I would even tell you that, you know, what if you bring them in even just for a couple of weeks? In other words, after the first round, families for teams come in. Obviously, there'll be teams eliminated along the way. And then before you get to the finals or something, the families go back home. So they're not even there, you know, they're there for what amounts to a fraction of the time that the teams are there. And when they get to the finals, those teams want to focus, they can do that. And so to me, that it, again, I didn't think of it either. I tend to think of it as, why do they have to be there the whole time? And the answer is they don't.
Well,
they don't.
It makes sense not just because you could get sent packing quickly if your team is eliminated. I think it makes more sense because you're giving these guys an opportunity to get settled in a potentially uncomfortable situation, or so, at the very least a new situation. So for that first week or so, they don't have like that. You got to look after the kids. What's going on? Where are we going to eat? Like, oh Jesus, shut up. I just, you know, I got to play some ball here. I'm in a new situation in a new place. I got to live here for the next month. Can you shut the hell up? So you ease in for a few weeks and then the yapping starts.
Okay, there are your opening takes. As promised, we go to phones as soon as you're up and ready, and you are up and ready. Let's start out with Jeff in Hanover. He wants to follow up on Maz's take. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, yeah, what's going on, fellas? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, how you doing?
Yes, wonderful. How are you guys? David Price making the owners look terrible, letting go a bunch of low-level employees. It's like they're having a pissing contest. Who can look worse?
Well, I mean, Maz, go figure. A major league player, and maybe the least...
The douchiest.
The douchiest we can think of. The last one we would expect to actually, optically... win the battle.
I mean, incredible. Yeah, incredible.
Who else is doing that?
Nobody. And look, I you know, now Price is making a ton of money, as we know. It's $217 million contract. He's still got, I think, 3 years left, if that's what it is. So you say $250,000 is a drop in the bucket to him, and it is. But I would like to say, you know, first of all, it's still $250,000 in real-world money. And the reality is that, you know, if he's giving them each $1,000, it's actually $350 for him because he's not giving him the money pre-tax. But that aside, like, other players should be doing this. And not just other – first of all, the organizations are more guilty than the players are in this one. It's not the players' responsibility to do it. And I think David Price deserves credit. The only thing I would say is – baseball players shove it down our throats about how it's one all for one and one for all. Yet the minor leaguers, they don't typically give a lot of attention to either. And now Price is doing it, and I would say, you know, if you're the union and you really are about all for one and one for all, then take care of the real little guys. Take care of those guys in the minor leagues.
So, and I don't mean to imply that it's just optics, that David Price is, you know, this is just an optical move, and maybe he is just doing it for appearances. I don't know, but he's actually doing it. You know, it's actually a good gesture from not the guy you would expect. Frank the Tank weighs in on the NHL playoff format. Frank, what do you think of it?
Hello.
Hi, Frank. You're up.
Hi. Look, Mike, I agree with you. The Bruins should. They had a little moment of whining. That's fine. After that, shut up. You know, be about it, go out and try to win, be the team that we know that you guys are. I don't like the format. I don't like the 24-team thing. I would have liked to have seen just the 16 teams that would have made the playoffs at the start of the whole pandemic. Let them in. Let play a little frame turn.
So, Frank, your phone's not good enough. I understand. I think everyone would have said, 16 teams, let's just go. I understand why they didn't. And Frank, you do too. Games in hand. Okay, so it really wasn't settled. And furthermore, most importantly, hockey is a sport where the 8 seed matters.
Right.
It matters. 8 seeds do something. 8 seeds go to the finals. 8 seeds, you know, have a chance. In the NBA, they're screwing around with the bubble teams in the eighth seed, I think, is kind of is pathetic. I mean, I still get it, but, you know, they're going to try and shoehorn Zion Williamson in there. And it's like, you know, just to get bounced in the first round. The NBA, the eighth seed, does not matter. The NHL, it actually matters. And if you're one of those teams that is right there, even without games in hand, and you had 10 games left on your schedule, you have the right to be included in this thing. Okay, so if you're saying 24 teams is too much, it is. It should have been 20. But be that as it may, the bubble teams deserve to get in, Maz, I think.
Yeah, so look, again, and the more that I think about it in the NHL, because I told you, and from my standpoint is, too bad. You played enough games. There's enough of a sample there. If you didn't get in, that's your problem. But given the uneven number of games played by teams, if they went by point percentage, then theoretically there are teams that were ninth that would have gotten in and bounced the team that were eighth. That would have caused a huge, huge stink. So at the end of the day, look, again, nothing's going to be perfect. I'll take it as long as they come back.
We are off and running. Excuse me, on an agenda-free Friday. As I get the caca out of my mouth, we'll get back to your calls right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Maz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Maz.
A great show.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
There are ongoing conversations between Major League Baseball and the teams and the Players Association about how they might configure a season. And we've certainly been informed about those conversations as they've gone on. They still have work to do to figure that out, but I think all of us are going to try to be as, you know, reasonably accommodating as we can be. I do believe that in the end, whatever happens with respect to playing baseball, it's going to start without fans. Yeah.
Welcome back to Agenda Free Friday. My phone just, my line just dropped in for 1 second. Jim, did you play Charlie Baker from yesterday?
I did.
So, I guess, Murray, my issue is his tone. It's his tone.
And that
what does he say there?
Play it again, Jimmy.
There are ongoing conversations between Major League Baseball and the teams and the Players Association about how they might configure a season. And we've certainly been informed about those conversations as they've gone on. They still have work to do to figure that out, but I think all of us are going to try to be as, you know, reasonably accommodating as we can be. I do believe that in the end, whatever happens with respect to playing baseball, it's going to start without fans. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just the little line that I wanted. we're going to try and be as reasonably as account
as you know reasonably accommodating what, as we can be.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to be as reasonably accountable as we can be, you know.
He seems annoyed that he's being being asked about the sports time and again.
Like, good God, the reluctance. What is the reluctance? Why are we not just last, but, like, so far in last place? It's not even, you know, not even funny. Andrew Cuomo. This was Andrew Cuomo maybe on Monday, Sunday, whenever it was. It was days ago. Andrew Cuomo, who was, the epicenter of the planet, Andrew Cuomo, and his state. This is what he said about pro sports in his state, Jimmy.
Starting today, all the New York professional sports leagues will be able to begin training camps. I believe that sports that can come back without having people in the stadium, without having people in the arena, do it. Do it. Work out the economics if you can. We want you up. We want people to be able to watch sports to the extent people are still staying home. It gives people something to do. It's a return to normalcy. So we are working and encouraging all sports teams to start their training camps as soon as possible, and we'll work with them to make sure that can happen.
So, you know, where he's saying do it, Charlie Baker, until today, and again, if he's just, he was supposed to be addressing, you know, the media right now on this, but this, as early as yesterday, is saying, we'll see what we can do.
The professional stuff's running through a different channel.
And that was
Cuomo's being pragmatic about it, and again, it feels like Baker's bothered that you even ask about this.
It might just based on the little bit I've seen on Twitter, they've been given the go-ahead now, but it's June 6th, which is still a week away. Like, I don't understand, why not Monday? Why do they have to wait another week? And because I happen to agree with Danny Ainge's point that with the case of basketball, you're talking about letting one guy into the gym. Like, two guys, you know, with other guys who are retrieving balls for him based on those protocols that we discussed earlier on. So not only are they late, they're still pushing it back a little bit. It's not going to be until the end of next week.
So it's like, and again, I'm not on Twitter. He said June 6th?
June 6th is what I just saw on Twitter.
June 6th. It's 2 days before the expected start of phase two of the reopening plan.
I mean, I say, why does it have to be June 6th? June 6th, which is next Saturday. So, you know, it's 8 days away.
That is
again? Yeah.
It's preposterous.
It is preposterous. I agree. I don't understand it either. I mean, there's, you know, and this has been an ongoing thing nationally, but here, worse, the idea of doing something that is reckless or doing something that is safe. And there are all these measures put in place. At some point here, we got to start to take some initial steps. And the ones at the NBA, and he, you know, Cam Neely expressed similar frustrations a couple of days ago when I'm with the teams on this one. You know, the idea that this ball's got to start. We got to start this at least, initiate the process here. It's taking way too long.
As Danny Ainge said on May 21st, eight effing days ago, it's not that complicated. What we're trying to do is have one on zero. We're not talking about what the UFC is doing or what Mike Tyson was doing in the ring the other day or what. No. Just a guy going to the gym and shoot baskets. Charlie Baker says, okay, you can start doing it, but now June 6th. June 6th? It's like, good Lord, God, that's frustrating to me. Anyway.
Well, there's always the alternative, Mike.
We'll find a place for you here in the state of Florida.
Florida, Arizona. I mean, never mind those places.
Ball.
I'm talking about places that are more like us, the Northeast, blue states, if you want. You know, these sort of places, they're open for business.
Do it. Do it.
That's Andrew Cuomo saying it. That's not DeSantis. That's not Trump. That's not some guy wearing a MAGA hat. If you think this is all political, that's Andrew Cuomo.
Do it. Do it.
Do it. He's saying do it. And he's saying this days ago. He's saying it days ago. And today, Charlie Baker says no, next Saturday. Hi, yay, yay, seriously. Back to your phones. It is agenda-free. Max in Cohasset. Go ahead, Max.
I have a quick question and a comment. My question on the NHL is, if it's deemed safe, do you think you could see the teams leaving their hub cities? And then my comment on baseball is, what are these players doing? Even forgetting the few million dollars they're going to lose this year, this is going to affect their cap for years to come. I mean, Mookie Mookie Betts is going to lose millions of dollars if they don't play this year and generate some revenue.
All right, so let me just put that one to the side for a second. The thing about leaving the hub cities, I think the NHL has left open the possibility of conference finals and Stanley Cup finals back in the home arenas. And they haven't really mentioned that. They haven't really publicized it. But just, you know, doing all the reading that I've been doing, they're sort of leaving open the location for the conference finals and the finals. And the thought is that it's going to be at one of the two hub cities. But there's a, you know, there's an outside chance that if they're, I mean, not here, my God, you can't even get in the gym to shoot baskets. So, that, like, there's no shot of it happening here. But maybe in some places, if they are allowing 25% of the fans, like in Texas or something like that, maybe there's a shot of that. Maz, baseball, the implications about future revenue. It's a big deal in hockey, by the way. In hockey, the revenue they leave on the table this year affects the salary cap next year. And the NHL and their players have this true-up provision where that it is based on revenue. So it really is an impact going into next year for hockey. That I know. How about baseball?
Oh, I think the ramifications are still big. Maybe not as big because there's no cap. But the CBA is up at the end of next year. So the results of this, as we all know, and when I say this, the results of this pandemic are going to have effects that last for years out. And so look at a guy like Mookie Betts. He's going to be eligible for free agency this offseason. He's not going to get that $350 million now. Because even if ballparks do get to 100% capacity, and that's going to be a while, there aren't going to be people who want to go. Revenues are going to be greatly affected, and I just think that that is going to drive salaries down.
Okay, but, I mean, just that whole piece of, you know, don't just think about your salary this year. Think about what it's going to be in future year. I mean, and I guess I'm not articulating what I'm saying. You know, the future is the future. If people are afraid to go to ballparks next year, that's one thing. But in the NHL, the money they leave on the table this year directly affects what they can all make next year. And I don't know if that, you know, exists in the same way in baseball or not. But again, that's just one of the things on the table. The return of hockey is something we hit on a lot this week. We can get back to that with your calls. One open line if you want to grab it. It's agenda free, and we continue with your calls after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mads.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment. I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mads.
We don't remember who we are or what we said last week. Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You are good with this.
Yeah, so here's step back. There are things that are going to have to be sorted out. The players are pushing very hard. Pushing back very hard on the best of five in the first true playoff round. The play-in round, they understand. The first playoff round, they want a best of seven, and I think the league will concede that. So that's one issue. The bye teams getting seeded by order of their play, that's going to be a pushback. Boston shouldn't have to play for the first overall position in a round robin. They should have that. Those games they play should just be to get ready for the playoffs. The draft lottery, as my normal rant and rave about it, the notion that even though it's rare statistically that a team that could just miss the playoffs and have 90 points could leapfrog over teams with 70 points and pick ahead of them in the draft defies logic to me. But these are all minor points, guys. Complaining about any of this is like whining about a beautiful woman wearing ugly shoes.
Brian Burke, Sportsnet. Love that line. And a lot of people were bitching about the pretty woman with the ugly shoes. I get it. Like we said earlier, it's what we do. We are a clearinghouse for your bitching, so we don't want to discourage the bitching. But, you know, it wasn't going to be good, whatever it was. That's just the nature of the beast. It wasn't going to be good. And I actually think they did well. I actually think what they came up with was pretty good, all things considered. Pretty good. Maybe not perfect. I would have gone 20 teams, not 24. But other than that, I really don't have a big quibble. And no, I do not think the Bruins got screwed. Not by a long shot did they get screwed. And I'm thrilled the NHL finally made some calls, said yes to some people, no to others, and put one foot forward. It's about time the NBA does the exact same thing. Burke, like me, has gotten a little frustrated with the quarantine business about, well, what about the families? You know, what about the families? Sometimes mom and dad have to go away to work. Some people travel for work. Some people travel a lot for work. Pro athletes travel a crap ton for work. They've been spending their whole lives in buses, at camps, away from home. That does come with the territory. So, you know, you got to schlep along the whole wife and kids, the whole mishpucha, as we say, Maz. I just find that kind of silly, as does Brian Burke. And he gave a great quote on this, Jimmy. Let's play that.
Well, let me give you some math here, because this is the greatest myth of the playoffs of that I've heard the last couple months.
Okay.
And I don't know why more people aren't focused on this. They all just had 10 weeks on schedule with their families. Did they not?
Yes.
Have they not been locked down with the rest of us? I've had players tell me they can't wait to get out of lockdown and go play. But no, so say training camp's 14 days. They're saying it'd be 3 or 4 weeks. I don't think it will be. Let's say it's 14 days. Seven teams miss the playoffs. We're not even talking about them. After they play the initial best of five play-in, eight more teams are out. That will take 10 days maximum. Those guys will have invested 24 days, and at that point, the seven teams that missed and the eight teams that were eliminated in the play-in round are all out. They've spent 24 days. The best of seven will take at most 14 days or 15 days for the next round. And then eight more teams are out. So after roughly 38 days, 23 teams are out. What's the hardship? Good Lord.
I mean, it's just, it's so true. And if you're saying after 40 days, 38 days, the teams that remain, all right, so now you're down to the final, whatever that is, eight. You're down to the final eight, okay? And you've now been in quarantine 38 days. You're missing your family. I get it. Okay, now I think we're getting to a point where, like, I sort of understand that that's a little bit beyond even what these guys are used to. They usually don't go away for 40 days. They go away for 2 weeks at a time or a month at a time. So what the NBA is saying, at that point, now you can bring in your family for those teams. And I think the NBA is saying after the first round. So – well, after the first round is eight teams. That's right. So just so when you get to that point, you want to bring in just your wife, just your kids. Okay, let's talk about that. Now that, like, there's just a reasonable compromise that never occurred to me, but the NBA, leave it to them to come up with it.
And Mike, they don't even have to stay the whole time. That's the thing, is if those are, you know, if you're a player who thinks, well, Jesus is going to alter my focus.
Yeah. It's a conjugal visit, Maz.
Right, basically. Yeah, basically, right? I mean, and maybe there are kids involved too or whatever. Like,
hopefully not.
But essentially, it's just like, look, you give me a break in the middle. Here you go. Your family comes in. You see them for a little while. Then you send them back. I mean, that to me makes sense. And in fact, if it is, you know, if they wanted to do it piecemeal, there's a short trip at the beginning. You come in for a few days. There's another one 3 weeks later. Like, that's fine, too, whatever it is, because they have the means, we all know, to sanitize the environment, sanitize planes, fly these people there. Like, they have the means to do all of that.
Okay, calls on an agenda-free Friday, just so we can revisit the NHL stuff as well, which is what Joe in Vermont wants to do. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Before I say anything else, I just want to say, Maz, thank you so much for that cameo you sent my mother, because I forgot her birthday. Like, it was totally perfect, man. You were the best.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you so much. Anyway, oh, no problem. I had to pay. I didn't ask. Anyway, Felger, you're a hockey guy, and I heard your promo, like, about you thinking Bruins fans think you hate the Bruins. I don't agree with that at all. But I don't understand people's, like, apprehension about this play-in with the Bruins, because I thought they were going to suck this year. Like, you piss away Game 7 in your own building. Most teams don't come back from that the next year, hockey or not. Like, but they came out at the beginning of the season blasting the doors off people. And then they kind of faded away, and we had the All-Star break, and they came back from the All-Star break blasting people away. So I know you're much more knowledgeable about hockey than me, and I've heard people say, well, the younger teams are going to have easier time coming back than the older teams. But that is not what I've seen in this really focused Bruins team.
Joel, I mean, let me just stop you right there. I gave you a minute. So what you're kind of saying is you weren't expecting this, so this is all gravy. What are we complaining about? Which I that's not the way I, you know, you reset. You reset when you see what kind of team you have and what kind of year you're having. And if you had said to me when the season started they'd be a President's Trophy team, they'd be a wire-to-wire team, I'd take it. I'd say there's no way that's going to happen. I didn't think it would happen either.
No, zero chance, I thought.
I thought we were looking at a hangover year and a lost year, and that was their last real chance at a championship last season. And we were wrong. And so now that we see that they are capable of more and they have reset themselves, I don't treat this like the rest is gravy. No, no. They've got to contend for a cup. They might, you know, even have to win the thing for me not to be disappointed at this juncture, Maz.
I mean, look, again, I thought that they were going to be barely get into the playoffs, frankly. I thought they were going to be something like a six seed. I expected them to come out of the gate sluggish. They went 11-1-2 in their first 14 games. They had one regulation loss. After 28 games, they were 23-5. I mean, it was insane how well they played early in the year, and they put a cork in all of us. Shut the hell up. We are back, and we're on a mission. And they played the whole season like it to get – and look, in a lot of ways, if you remember, I told you, Mike, I thought if the fatigue was going to show up, it was going to show up in the spring. Now they got a break. I mean, like for someone like me who thought it might hit them at the end – I wonder now, maybe they come back with more legs, and if they're still motivated, they're absolutely a threat.
Yeah, and I don't even feel like they had a lull. I mean, I know there was statistically in there. They remember the game they lost at home to Florida? Did they give away four goals in the third period in that Florida game?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yep.
There was one, you know, there's a couple of bad losses, maybe a little stretch where they, but I don't know, when I look back at it big picture, I feel like wire to wire, they've been the best team in the league.
And they have.
I was not expecting that. And now that we're here, expectations reset, and I expect them to get there. I expect them to get there, and anything less than that, you know, less than that is a disappointment, and they'll deserve criticism because they put themselves in position again. We continue with your thoughts on this, whatever you want, Agenda Free Friday. There was a prominent expatriate this week who talked about the Patriots' starting quarterback situation, and that starting quarterback, according to him, was not Jared Stidham. We'll reset this topic right after these words.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I think Brian Hoyer will be the starter week one. And I say that because the quarterback position is one of the most important for reps under center and seeing defensive looks, looking at coverage, understanding the offense. And Rex says great points about Stidham. Great. But look, they're not practicing right now. There is no mini camp. There's no offseason. There's no training camp. We don't know when that's going to happen. So if you have a veteran quarterback who has been in the system, understands what to expect, what an NFL season is like, you're going to want to go with a guy that has the veteran leadership, also understands what it takes to be in that building. And look, when you're a second-year player, you really don't realize what a season's like as a starter. You don't understand what it's going to take. And not having an off-season does not help. So Brian Hoyer will be the starter week one.
Interesting. Agenda-free Friday, driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Everything from the week we've gotten to or have yet to get to, that's one of the things we got to. Rob Ninkovich, early on, might have been a week ago today, actually, that he said it, believes that it's Brian Hoyer over Jared Stidham to start the season. Do you think that's informed speculation, Maz?
I do, yeah. And when I say informed, I'm not saying he has a definitive answer, but I think that they've given him, you know, or he has some indication from somebody that, well, look, if he's not ready, we'll probably end up going with Hoyer. That's, you know, maybe that's 55-45 at this stage, and we'll see how it goes. So I don't think he's just pulling it out of thin air.
I do. It's another veteran sticking up for another veteran. And even though I know he's removed from the league now, he still is buddies with a lot of these guys, and he's probably buddies with Brian Hoyer. So he's trying to make a case for Hoyer to be the starter, which is asinine.
Okay. He's buddies with Hoyer. What if it's Hoyer telling him? Jimmy, what do you think? Jimmy Stewart, sometimes every now and then I feel like getting Jimmy's temperature on things, just for no particular reason, just sort of a random thought. Jimmy, do you have any beliefs about what Brian Hoyer may believe is the situation going into this year?
I tend to believe that Brian Hoyer is going to be the starter on this team come whenever the NFL regular season starts. I tend to believe that. I think he looks good throwing the football.
What do you think Brian Hoyer believes?
That he'll be the starter this year when the season opens up.
I mean, I believe I'm going to win Mass Millions tonight. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I don't.
This is what I think. I think Brian Hoyer thinks it's his job.
Is that a think or a belief, Michael?
That's a think based on your belief.
Thank you.
And also, I do buy into this thing about Brian Hoyer pick the Patriots over, I don't know, maybe even returning to Indianapolis or maybe some of the chances he could have had because Belichick gave him a promise. Belichick gave him a promise that you have a chance to start. And I think Bill, as goofy as that is, as much lying as Bill has done, right, and as many porking over of players as he has done, I think it's so him to promise a crap bag like Brian Hoyer that you're going to have a chance to start and he feel the need to live up to that word. And so outside of Jimmy's beliefs, which I do take stock in, I think – so this is all another word, you know, way of saying that, you know, we believe that Hoyer thinks he's going to start. And that's what Rob Ninkovich might be relaying there, that he hears it from his buddy that, no, Bill told me I'm the guy, and so I'm the guy. And to me, outside of that, you know, little inside knowledge, whatever it is, I think that sort of fits Bill's worldview that I promise this guy he's going to have a chance to start, so he's going to have a chance
Mike,
to start.
Mike, can I debunk a myth?
Please.
So I also believe that Hoyer outplayed Stidham last year during the preseason, and the only reason why Hoyer was cut is because the Patriots didn't think Stidham would make it the full year on the practice squad.
They also thought Hoyer was going to come back, right? They didn't realize Indy would come over the top rope with like real money for him. And so I think the whole plan was to cut Hoyer, get past week one, and bring him back, you know, because there's rules there after you're on the roster week one. So this is all a long way of saying, who do you think is going to be the week one starter? I think Brian Hoyer is going to start the season for the New England Patriots. Murray, what do you think? Who's going to be the starting quarterback week one?
Jared Stidham, because that's what I want it to be.
Maz?
Stidham. I think Belichick wants it out there that he hasn't decided because he wants Stidham to show up ready to go. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to be Stidham.
Hoyer is your week one starter. He might be your month one starter. He might be your starter all season long. You know, if the plan is to – and again, let me just give you one more thing before I finish that thought. I also think there's there should be some managing of Jared Stidham and when he takes over. You know, if Stidham starts week one, he's the guy that replaced Tom Brady. That's a hard thing to be. That's like, I don't know. I think they have to manage that piece to it. If he comes in and replaces Brian Hoyer, it's a little bit of a softer landing. If he's replacing Brian Hoyer, that means Brian Hoyer has sucked. It means they're, whatever, 1-3, 2-4. It means they've gotten off to a slow start. And now the bar is lower for Jared Stidham. If Jared Stidham takes a team that was failing under Brian Hoyer and just goes 500, well, now he's a success, right? So I think there's a whole, you know, component to that that they have to manage. So that's another reason why I think that, you know, Hoyer starts the year. But let me tell you this. If Hoyer wins and they just, let's just pick a number. If they go 5-1 to start the season with Brian Hoyer, they're not going to replace him. He's going to be your quarterback. And you know what? And you know what? My last thing, Murray, is they have a chance. They have a chance to be that team. Don't, as our good buddy said.
Oh, God, here we go.
Don't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Please.
You're delusional.
Seriously.
This guy sucks.
I just said the other day, if they end up making the playoffs and Hoyer's a starter all year long, that I'll concede that I was wrong about Andy Dalton. Like, to me, that's about the only thing I'm willing to concede, because I know that it won't happen.
So talk about the ultimate. Talk about the ultimate, you know, sort of case study, Bill's Petri dish, where he thinks it's not about the quarterback, it's not just about Brady, it's about the system. And to prove it, I'm going to go from the best quarterback of all time to the worst quarterback in the league. I mean, that's essentially what he's doing if he goes to Brian Hoyer. And I'm going to tell you that's why he's doing it, but it's a side benefit for him. It's a side – it really proves his point. Tom Brady's not the only guy I can win the division with. In fact, you know, watch this. I'm going to go from one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time to a player that might be the worst starting quarterback in the league, and I'm still going to win the division. Suck on that.
Okay, so if it's Hoyer, do you want him, and he wins, do you want him to be right about that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Why not?
Because again, to me, that minimizes the importance of the quarterback,
maybe it should be minimized.
Okay, but again, I think that to me, that's sort of a core belief that we all recognize the importance of the position. In other words, if Bill's right, well, then it becomes 100% about the coach. 100%. And that to me is just wrong. I don't want one person to have that much power.
So, I mean, obviously quarterbacking matters. And nothing that happens this year is going to, you know, disabuse me of that notion that it's the most important position on the field and all of that. But if you've got a great coach and a good program, it's less important. Let's put it to you like that. Okay, so, you know, the vast majority of coaches across the league, Matt, the vast majority need a great quarterback. They do. They just do, because without a great quarterback, they're nothing. Okay?
Sure.
So, but I don't think Bill's that guy. I think Bill's that rare guy that can win with someone from the pack. He doesn't need the best quarterback of all time.
We're going to find out.
Okay? We're going to find out. Right? Isn't that the beauty of the whole thing?
Yes.
And the whole Brian Hoyer thing is just, that is delicious. Why are you still so disgusted by it?
It is not delicious. It's like Vegemite. You ever have it? It's disgusting.
It's awful.
It's not palatable at all, and neither is Brian Hoyer as the starting quarterback of the Patriots.
It's like eating wood putty. That's what it is. That stuff is awful.
You won't get behind the team if they win with Brian Hoyer, Murray?
No.
Why?
Because I'm dug in.
So you're Tom over team.
So how about that? Put that in your pocket.
Yeah, I guess that ends that. But, I mean, weren't you a Patriots fan before Brady even got here?
Yeah, and then by the end of Bledsoe, I was like, I don't know if I can deal with this much longer. And then Tom came into my life. Thank God.
So you're saying you were historically on the verge of not becoming a Patriots fan till Tom got here.
No, I was into it like mid-90s. By the time 99 rolled around in that first year of Belichick, I was like, this is hell. Like, I need another team. Like, I don't know if I could do this much longer. And then again, we were blessed with Brady over the last 20 years. So now it's kind of a wait-and-see process.
Okay, so look, just so I can set the record straight. I want Stidham to be the guy. That's the best case scenario, that he's the guy, that they've got their next franchise quarterback in the fourth round. They identified him. That's why they've made no other moves. Hoyer is just here to help coach him and caddy him and all those. Like, that's the best case scenario. Obviously, I feel just like you all do. Obviously. All right. So I'm not rooting for Brian Hoyer to start over Jared Stidham in terms of what's best for the team. the talk show host, part of me, this whole storyline of just how important is Bill, just how important was Brady. Boy, it really gets proven with Brian Hoyer. It really gets proven, and we've got something to talk about, whether Bill falls on his face. Either way, it's a story. If they fall on their face and they suck with Brian Hoyer, we sit there and we go, Bill, you freaking idiot. You thought you could win with that guy? You clown. You know, just because you had to prove your own personal little point, and we rip Bill. Like, it's great. Easy. If Hoyer succeeds and they win with Hoyer, ooh, the Blanami against the Boohoo Brady crew. Like, so I just think it's such an easy, I'll be honest, it's an easy topic either way. Brian Hoyer's an easy topic. And who are we to look at easy topics? Look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say. So there's that. You want to weigh in on that? You can. One open line at 617-779-0985. Otherwise, back to your calls on Agenda Free Friday right after Murray's update. There are no commercials here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.